Blog Talk Radio.
It's like the morning time. Don't wanna wake up, I just wanna stay in bed. But if I'm next to you, I'm looking forward to just laying in this bed. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. I don't want no one else. So we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that. Yes, I am. You know I'm the best I am. Be a fool to not take me as I am. Tell me I'm the best I am. I be feeling like yes, I am. I am. You know I'm the best I am. You be a fool to not take me as I am. Take me for granted, you'll be regretting it. Oh, I should be a legend, oh yeah. Ooh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. Grass ain't green nowhere else. So we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that.
Best.
One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy, finding a way where you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find relief. Far behind my mind.
Praises to the Most High. I've been raising my vibration. Yoga meditation. Just sticking to the basics. Living in a matrix. It's cynical and crazy, but I've been swimming in amazement. Writing all these verses. Reversing all my curses. Walking in my purpose. Doing it on purpose. I'm sure, I'm certain. I'm pure, not perfect. I rise in service. Of God, I'm a servant. Take me high. All praises to the Most High. I've been hustling my whole life. I know the struggle, I know both sides. I'm at your neck like a bow tie. I don't know death, I'm pro-life. I cannot stress, I'm so love and so light and so bright. And me and God are so tight, the light of my life. I'm reaching new heights while I'm reciting my wife. I'm going bravely, oh, I'm doing greatly. Life's amazing, I guess it is what you make it. This is breath. This affirmation, I've been healing, I've been feeling, I've been raising my vibration. I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been patient, y'all. I've been raising my vibration. I've been healing, I've been praying. I've been raising. I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been stacking, I've been saving, I've been healing, I've been praying. Meditating, affirmations, I've been raising my vibration. I've been hella patient. Meditating, light and saging, elevating, that's amazing. Dedication, self-preservation, I'm a walking revelation. For every agent in a matrix, I'm a king, I'm a lion, I'm a giant, I'm Messiah, I'm in Zion. I'm prolific, I'm so gifted, I see the vision in my third eye, it's so vivid. I've been raising my vibration, I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been patient, y'all, I've been raising my vibration. I've been healing, I've been praying, I've been raising my vibration, I've been patient, I've been waiting, I've been stacking, I've been saving, I've been healing, I've been praying, meditating. Affirmations, I've been raising my vibration.
Once neglected, now protected, most respected and reflected. Yeah, I've been raising my vibration, healing the hurt, doing the work, never revert, to whack vibes that came first. Peace in your mind, peace in your your soul, peace in your home, keeping it real enough to grow. That's how you'll know you're raising your vibration. That's how you'll know, yeah, you're raising your vibration. Transfiguration, out of stagnation, she remembered who she was, that's a daily affirmation. Don't be mistaken, you're still evolving and amazing. Rebirth and genesis, just like a chrysalis. Journey in grace, protecting your faith, trust your intuition. In the liminal space, your ancestors been waiting, your higher self been praying, day by day. Keep raising your vibration, yeah.
I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been patient, y'all. I've been raising my vibration. I've been healing, I've been praying. I've been raising. I've been raising my vibration. I've been patient, I've been waiting. I've been stacking, I've been saving. I've been healing, I've been praying. Meditating. Affirmations, I've been raising my vibration.
Good evening, ladies, gentlemen, poets, kings, queens. Welcome to Epiphany Radio's King and Queens Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we are talking war, writing and reciting, that is. Join us, write and recite. It's a war. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and just hit that one so you can be heard. I'm your host, Edwina Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by the king himself, King Atterbury. Good evening, my co-host. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing tonight? How you feeling?
I am raising my vibration, as Londrell said. Definitely out here.
My vibrations is already high.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful to hear. Yes. So before we get started, I just want to give a shout out to our illustrious CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and our sponsor, Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? You got yours on?
No doubt. Definitely indeed.
Good, good, good. That's great to hear. So I wanted to do a little something before we get started. Do you mind if I just take the mic and speak to the fellas a little bit?
Hey, be you, queen. Be you.
All right. All right. So to you and the other fellas, it's something that I heard today that I think that it needs to be spread around the world. I'm going to say it. I love you, black men. 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 And I see you, my black men. I would love to say it as an affirmation between blissful, soft kisses on the crown of your head from temple to temple. But I just wanted to remind you, and I want you to say it to yourself, and I hope that every sister that can hear my voice will remind the brothers around you that we love you, black men. And I know this world might be a hard place to live. You are black and you are a man. But I love you, black men. I love you, black men. I wanted to let you know that too, King. How are you?
I say. Love you too, black queen.
Thank you. So
appreciate that.
War. War. We're writing and reciting tonight. So what are you feeling about that topic? How are you going to take that?
Writing and reciting. You know, recite what you write. You know what I mean? Let it come from your inner core. Let it come from your soul. Let it be driven by your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I love that. Absolutely
flow.
Love
just
that.
Flow, you know.
Yeah.
Let your nature ride.
That is right. You know, people undervalue the idea of flow. Flow is so important in your writing in order for it to be natural and something that you actually love and believe in. So speaking of flow and good poetry, I've been hearing it on my side. Did you bring one of those great pieces for our audience to hear tonight?
Yes, I got something coming. I got something going from the Royal Palace. No.
All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you, Queen. Always appreciate you. This piece I titled, If I Was Yours. Would you become a set of eyes for me so I can see? Prepare myself mentally and go outside society? Feel emotions of others that surround places around? Remain balanced on the scales of love within our ground? Cover my thoughts through encouragement. You are so sweet. While my disability found me weak on my disease, suffering from the negativity that has me offset. While I am waiting to get better, thanking you for respect. Once I return back to myself, holding you close with both hands. If you are falling from too much, I will catch you where you stand. A man always knows how to treat his queen respectfully. The good outweighs the bad and also the ugly. Support whatever cause that lies inside your dream. Turn your scenes by any means into a star occurring mean. May it manifest and also absorb into your flesh. Let us believe what's the best and give God the rest. King.
Oh, that last line, give God the rest. Absolutely right. So.
Thank you, Queen. I appreciate that.
Love it. Love it. Woo.
Queen, I know you got something going on up in that chamber of yours.
Yeah, I got a little piece here that I like to read. It's pretty new. I'm not sure if I'm done with it.
All right. You got this.
Okay. Becoming an overcomer is in a destination. There is no tenure longer than 10 minutes, longer than a breath. It's a stutter step in the name of change. Overcoming is not a place. It's a state of being where living borders on treason and existing borders on pretending. It means living a few steps ahead of the fact that this state was my worst fear. This state was my nightmare, but I'm still here. I'm still here, becoming an overcomer. Some people tell her she's stronger than the 17 seconds it takes to convince herself that the woman in the mirror is not inferior. In continuum, it scares her how agile she has become at slipping into the mask to be all that she is asked and shoulder on her cape, draping in a disguise enough to cover her mistakes, to take her place at the helm. Overwhelmed, time and title. Mother, daughter, lover, overcomer, overtruster, protector, mentor, tough customer, tribe representer, mediator, validator, presence gracer, life creator, life deliverer, giver of everything but up, like a miracle she finds ways to pour from an empty cup. Becoming an overcomer is not a destination. It's a daily manifestation of a better me. She's becoming an overcomer so that she can find the best in she. And that's that piece.
Oh, man, Queen. You sure do have a way with the words and just the expression. You know.
Oh, thank
just
you.
Pointed out from the core as the title of the show, Write and Recite, Writing and Reciting. And you definitely
Absolutely.
Was reciting your writing. beautiful.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
very
that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. So what do you say we bring in some of our guests?
No doubt. Bring in that first caller.
Okay. I'll grab that. Good evening and welcome. How are you?
Hey, hey, King and Queen's Quarters. How y'all doing tonight?
We are doing great, La Perla Negra. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Thank
La Perla Negra.
What's up, what's up? I'm digging the first off, I gotta say, I'm digging the sound, the joint about raising my vibration. You know I'm all about that. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yes, and what did you say? You said, I love you, black man. Yo.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. That was really, really decent. Additive to the show, man. That's what's up. Can y'all hear me, Cliff?
Definitely was.
Yes, we can. We just listened to your beautiful voice.
Oh, you shut the door. That's what's up.
Yes, but thank you. I'm glad you like it. I think, you know, I've realized today, just looking at, you know, like working with King and a lot of the other poets in our group, you know, like Van and For Real and, you know, Mr. Metaphoria, you know, they're always up to something and they're always working. And it seems like, you know, I don't know if men get the validation that they need, but I love me a good black man. And I think that they should hear it as often as possible.
Oh, I'm right there with you. And no, they don't get enough validation. They don't get enough uplift. They get torn down not only by society on a daily basis. They have to fight, but the women in their lives as well. There's so many women that don't give them the credit due, you know, or just say, you know what, good job, you know.
Exactly.
I dig that.
Thank you.
I totally agree.
Appreciate it.
We have to show them.
Much love on that.
Of course. Yes. You know I love you, man.
Yes.
Love you too.
All right.
Oh,
so we are
so much love.
We are writing and it's all love. It's all. We're writing and reciting tonight. We're calling it war. You know, war to mind, war to pen. So how do you feel about that? Just thinking about, you know, I don't think it necessarily means war in the sense that it has to be, you know, political poetry. It's just, you know, the courage that it takes to say exactly what needs to be said without fear of being accepted or, you know, put on a certain place or expectations of it. You're just putting it out there. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. But you go right ahead and let me know what you feel.
No, you know what? I'm with you. I understand exactly what you're saying. You know what? When it comes down to my pen, I ink from my heart. So sometimes I am at war. My ego and my soul fight a lot because you know, the flesh is weak and there are things that I would love to indulge in, whether it be conversation, relationship-wise, food, whatever, you know, politics. Sometimes to find peace or to stay at peace, you have to push that to the side. A lot of times I am at war with myself more so than anything, you know. So
yeah.
I dig what you're saying, though. I like this.
Yeah.
I like this a lot.
I love that, too. Yeah. You're at war with yourself, and that is a lot of what we bring to our pieces. Very dope. Very dope.
Yeah, to reach that higher vibration, you will be at war with your ego. Because the ego is what drives us, makes us have, it brings about that desire, you know what I mean, and all the other good you know, carnal things that we want to indulge in, we know we shouldn't, in order to get to the next level. You know,
yes,
it takes a lot
yes.
to keep yourself at bay and go in another direction. But
right,
once you come to understanding that your peace lies within putting the ego to the side, it becomes easier for you to keep ascending.
Yeah. Definitely. Very well put, La Perla Negra. Like I said, every word, you're so good at it. Your words are poetry. I love speaking with you. I just love how you can put words together. Even when it's not a piece. Aww. I've always said, I say that a lot, but I really do mean it. Very well said.
Aww. Thank you.
Aww. You're welcome.
That's a poet.
Y'all
poet.
Had me hurrying up trying to write something. Because you know what? I had totally forgot. I get wrapped up in here with doing things, and I'm like, oh, I got to write something for this show tonight. So Justin is doing a little bit of something. It ain't a long piece, but y'all know I'm the queen of short pieces.
Oh, we love it every single time. Well,
short
when you're ready.
You're lovely, though. You know what I mean?
Definitely
thank
every
you,
time.
Thank you.
When you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is called Broken with Ease. Her velvet heart is stained with foreign footprints of love's chaos that remain permanently embedded. Because he loves her, but he can't seem to stop breaking her heart. Her spirit was as tranquil as an undisturbed forest in the early morn before he became a stranger to her. So she knows she dances into a danger zone every time she abandons all her morals and buries her heartache under the deepest denial. Each time she allows his conciliatory promises to give him access to her. As she verges on the edge of insanity, it gives to her no room for pity. So she's broken with ease. But no one sees her hurting because she's perfected hiding her pain. She does this by locking rhythms to the beat of her heart with sounds in nature, greeting each morning under the mask of peace. This is why she loves music. Yet she yearns for that moment in time she'll find strength to fade away eyes that have seen into her soul and just let go. So she keeps her head against the wind, hoping to get a whiff of a love deserving of her gifts. And that's that piece.
That was dope.
I was just on that vibe like, good.
Yeah.
On that.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone. Oh, that was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Definitely was.
Always bless the mic. Thank you.
The vibe.
Ooh,
the vibe was
you.
Alive on that one.
Yes, oh, it
thank
was.
You guys. Y'all make me feel good about my pieces. Thank you. Wow.
Love it. Definitely deserved. Well, La Perla Negra, before you leave us, do you want to let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
I sure will. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am in Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips, and that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of The Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now the topic is up in the air, but I'm sure whatever we come up with, you guys are going to love. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the love zone. Back to you, King and Queen.
Woo, thank
right,
you so much. Thank you.
Living the universe.
Yeah, baby, baby.
Baby. King, since you've been handling backstage, you want to escort our lovely guest.
Oh, yeah. We got Kalinda back there serving them nice drinks.
Okay. Well, I know I'm going to get exactly what I
nice
need. And she over there. Guys, she is the mixologist, guys.
That's right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy them nice hors d'oeuvres also. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Please. Yes. You know, I'm a big girl. I love to eat, so that's what's up.
No mean old girl. That's what I said.
Yeah, and the king got a weight problem. He can't wait to eat.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. We love you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Love
always.
Y'all too.
One love, one mic.
Appreciate y'all. One love, mm-hmm. one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ah, that was La Perla Negra, one of my favorite Epiphany sisters and divas. I love you, Diva. But that was amazing.
Oh, yeah, she definitely be laying it out there.
Every time. I love it. Well, are you ready for our
Two
next
thanks.
Caller?
Oh, of course. Bring
All
the caller
right,
in.
Let me bring. Okay.
Okay. Unmuted.
Hey, King. Hey, Queen. How you doing?
Oh, it is Miss VIP.
Hi.
Getting a little bit of an echo.
Better?
Hello. Yep,
yeah,
that's much better.
I don't ever know what's wrong with my phone. There seems to be always an echo.
Oh,
I have
wow.
no idea why.
Well, it is
be.
Lovely to hear your voice. It's okay.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. This is a dope show so far. I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait a minute, this is good. Then my diva was like, wow.
Right. So. Right. That was an out-of-sight piece, definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, it was. Y'all know I hate going behind my diva now.
You know you got this. We know you got this, Ms. VIP. Well,
y'all both be
nice
right there with each other, like Wonder Twins.
Right. Well, tonight our topic is war, writing and reciting, mm-hmm. simply.
All right.
What is, we'd love to hear your take on that.
Okay. let me just say this. Oh, wait a minute. I write like I speak, and it's always from my heart. I come direct like my friends expect from the start. So it's easy for me to recite what I write. I write about love and heartbreak. Sometimes I write a conscious piece when the injustices of the world make me so mad I can't find peace. Most of my friends use the best metaphors and words of love so beautiful, I want to swoon, and my heart fills with wishes that deep down I fear may never come true. So I let it all hang out in poetry. It never fails me. My words are so succinct, you can't misconstrue. Even when I'm feeling amorous or murderous, my words are downright dangerous, especially when I make your toes curl or make that rise in someone's Levi's. When violence is rearing its ugly head, I cannot help but write. My tears hit the paper as I pray all will be all right. And when I'm spiritual, the high I get makes me so happy I'm lyrical. All my friends, I say I write like I speak. I may be direct, but I always come correct. And that's that piece.
Okay, can we just rewind it to make it rise to his Levi? Woo, that was a piece right there.
I know, wasn't it?
In the delivery.
Definitely, in there.
Yes, absolutely. It was.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much for having the mic today.
Dancing off the throne.
Right.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. Ms. VIP, before we let you go, is there anything that, well, what do you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe? We know you have a lot going on.
Just some. Well, anyway, as my diva said, we're always on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. at Eastern Standard Time in the Love Zone. And our topic is always up in the air a couple of days before we decide. But anyway, y'all come out and have some fun with us. Every alternate Fridays, I host Express Your Vibe. And last week, I had Poetic with me, and it was good. It was a lot of fun. So it's just open mic, come as you are, and express your vibe. Back to you two.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure hearing your lovely voice tonight. Thank you, as always, for joining us.
Definitely is.
So diverse. Your pieces are always signature, Miss VIP, but they come from so many different perspectives, and I think you definitely captured that in that poem. I loved it. Yes,
well,
definitely.
Thank you. All right, y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Don't forget your drinks and hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, I won't.
All right.
I'm just waiting. All right, one love, one mic.
Oh, my. All right. Woo. Oh. The divas
always
show up and show out. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful pieces.
Indeed.
Oh, my gosh. Miss VIP. All right. Are you ready for our next caller, Keith?
Yes, bring the caller in.
Okay. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, it's Lady A.
Lady A, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
We're doing
okay. I just found out I don't have COVID.
All right.
Oh, thank God. Thank God for that.
Yeah. So that is always something to be thankful for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
That's definitely true. So, Lady A, what is the war behind your pen tonight?
Well, I had one, and I can't find it. I don't file my stuff properly, so I can't find it. But I do have another one that I was going to read because I think that no matter what we're going through, ultimately we have to look back at ourselves and find our own hero. And this is just a short one that speaks to that. It's called Storm Surge, if I may.
Storm Surge. Wonderful. Okay. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. Cloistered, pain, my one companion. Absent was a listening ear, my rampart, my battalion. Voiceless, grief, encased in steel where thorns pierced and blood congealed. Words tumble in my brain. Pen scratches paper as tears pour like rain. Tiny oceans fall off the edge. My pen bleeds out, clotting like sludge. Storm surges wildly. No comfort found today. What reason is there to stay? Return to my...
Oh, Lady A, did we lose you?
No, I'm there. I've been reading.
Okay. I'm sorry, you cut out there for a minute.
Sorry, you cut out there.
Can you hear me okay? Seems like we're having a little technical difficulties. Lady A, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So sorry about that. Now that we have you back on, do you mind starting over? It seems like you cut out a little bit.
No, I'll start over. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened, but you can still hear me, though.
Yes. A little bit of an echo, but we can hear you again.
Okay, so this is called Storm Surge.
Okay.
Was there ever an echo? Yes. Cloistered, pain, my... Okay, do you want me to call back?
I can hear you now.
What? Can. funny. I can call back if it would make it better.
You could, yeah, maybe we can try that. Maybe that'll, because.
And my area code is 506, so I'll call right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well,
she'll call right back in.
Gene,
a little technical difficulty,
yeah,
but it happens, though, you know.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to keep the party rolling until we can get back in. Lady A, we would definitely love to hear back from you if you can get back in with us. All right, I think she's rejoined us. You want to open her? I'm going to open her mic up.
Yeah.
Everything's jumping around. Is your board okay?
Yeah, now it is. It's okay now.
All right. I can't see anything. Can you grab another caller? What happened?
All right.
Are you guys fine?
Grab a caller. Okay. Lady A?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, come back with your yes, I hear you very clearly now. Sorry about the technical difficulty, but yeah, we would love to hear that piece so you can start over.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
It's okay. Cloistered, pain, my one companion. Absent was a listening ear, my rampart, my battalion. Voiceless grief encased in steel where thorns pierced and blood congealed. Words tumbled in my brain. Pen scratches paper as tears pour like rain. Tiny oceans fall off the edge. My pen bleeds out, clotting like sludge. Storm surges wildly. No comfort found today. What reason is there to stay? Return to my paper. Hell roars within. Words fall off my pen, heals brokenness, forgives sin. Knees buckle, I fall, scrape my ego, prick my pride. This journey is a hell of a ride. Gird myself with pen and ink, write past hate and betrayal, until pulled from the brink. Beat up, but not beaten. Have lost, now winning. Let words spill out, release the storm within. End poem.
Wow. That was beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, Lady A.
I love the way you displayed that. That was very nice. Very nice.
It really was.
A little applause out there.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Whew.
It's a hard.
Thank you so much.
It's a hard lesson to when you're in the middle of it all, you know?
Definitely it is.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I guess that's another part of it is that you're able to manifest such beautiful words out of things that might have been difficult to come through as the blessing and
yeah,
the lesson in it all. Definitely beautiful piece. I loved it. I loved every bit of it.
No doubt.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So Lady A.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. But it's so happy to have you come on tonight. Thank you so much. We're going to invite you backstage to join Kalinda, our mixologist. She's making drinks for everyone. Now, I haven't been back there today, but so far, everything's been well.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for joining us. One
Thank
love,
you very
one
much.
Mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, you got to hear the gremlins on my computer here. Oh. Right, are we
nice,
seeing any other
nice.
Callers that are in?
Yes, we sure are. We sure are. Let's bring in the next caller. 501.
Good evening.
501, you're on the air.
501. Carla, are you with us? Come back around.
Oh, all right. Can y'all hear me now?
Oh, yeah, there you are. Is that who I think it is?
I got to bring him back. Hold on.
All right, here we go. What's going on, y'all? Y'all all right?
Yes. A couple of gremlins up in here, but we got it.
Y'all sound like y'all doing radio by candlelight. Y'all hobbled around y'all the fireplace. The power's going to come back on.
We don't tell no secrets
man.
Out there. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, well, the doggone, I was over at Talk Shoe, too. They had went down the same way y'all did. So this was like a system-wide type of deal. And they got back up and limped up like y'all did. So don't think y'all touched the wrong button.
Okay. Thank you for that. It's great to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you, too, even under adverse conditions.
Right. The way of today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I had mentioned the candles in the blanket. He said, don't tell all the secrets.
Right.
Okay. I was like, really, though?
Right.
I'm overdressed.
Oh, gosh. Just saying. Oh, goodness.
Man.
Well,
let this crazy man go ahead and do a piece. It'll feel better then. This piece right here. It's a prompt. It is not about a woman.
Okay.
All right.
When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. Appreciate you too, Joel.
No doubt, brother.
She was a fragile construct of my mind. Beautiful was her face, and her talented mind and thought haunted me relentlessly with inspiration. And from my quill, I had a world to build for her. And my plume extinguished ink, epic images poured forth. But my zeal was only in our togetherness. And when I was alone with sleep, I restlessly wrestled because of thoughts of her. For a piece of peace, for the peace of mind, she was the only one that could console. I would go to the rooftops, reach out and beckon for her love, and recite calming odes to my lover's heart. You are my queen, and for you I drone poetic passages with savage intensity, till fingertips bleed the blood of a poet's psychedelic endorphin-driven dream. And just like that, poof, she's gone, leaving only fleeting after images, transient glimpses of her. As I spy with squinty eye my love through the ephemeral fog, as I reach and lunge, stretch and grope, till finally grabbing hold of her hand, pulling her close to my face in a lover's embrace, only to be left holding the wind. My heart seizes and I'm down again in a spiraling tailspin drenched in sweat. Back where I began. And in a low voice I hear, whatever drug that you are, I am your loyal addict. Paul.
Wow. Just yet. Oh, my God.
Yeah, on that.
That poem was not about a woman.
I know. But it explains the almost romance with addiction that not too many people talk about. I love the way you put that. That is so, so deep.
Hey, Edwina, you're the first person to get that poem. You're the first person to get that poem, Edwina.
Words together, brother.
Really?
Thank
it's like you,
man.
You come in here like with your jokes to personality, and it's like it's a Judge Jay. But then you speak your poems, and it's like Shakespearean, and I'm like, well,
who made this man, who made him, but I thank you so much for bringing him to the show today.
Man, I appreciate y'all being here. You know, this man, y'all in the catbird seat, y'all have a beautiful position. It's just a lovely thing.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
the love.
Thank you,
brother. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes,
definitely.
Ma'am.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go over to the lounge and reach out to Kalinda, have yourself a drink, and Ms. VIP and LaPerla Negra back there, and help yourself. All right.
Had to give them the more Harvey Wamp bangers on. All right.
Uh-oh.
Hey, man.
All right.
We got some fizz back there. Mm-hmm.
Once again, you know much too much to it.
Oh, God. Y'all too much. Oh, my God. Judge Jay, it was great to have you.
Yeah,
thank
brother.
You so much.
Hey, y'all have one more market, man. Y'all
all
be
right.
Easy. Thank you. We appreciate it, man.
Right. Oh, Judge Jay. Oh, I love him so much.
Yeah.
He's such a character.
Brother,
his poetry is
brother,
so
brother.
Dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
yes,
definitely
he
is. Well, I said brother of brothers. Well, Queen, you have another piece there? You got another piece in the royal court?
Do I have another piece in the royal court? I can dig one up. I can't. All right, this is an older piece.
Right now.
Okay. All right, this is from my book, Phil Zuina, called Body. It would seem to me that I am not my body. The body that stands before you is a mirror of your projected intentions. The ninny all made up and dancing, the tail behind the bucking mule, a figment of your expectations. I'm your creation and divinity's fool, but aren't I pretty just like you? Sadly, I am not my body. The body is unashamed and stone, a resonance of all her own divinity that only firmly planted feet know. The tree in all its many seasons, magnificent in all its weather, whether you like it or you don't, oh, you will admire the body. Her presence will command you to. She does not reconcile the root. She does not promise you the shade. She does not water down her truth. Her stage is ominous, virtuous, glorious, unmoved, and unafraid. She possesses a point of view. Me, I'm trying to be pretty just like you. Yet consequently, I am not the body, merely a figment of your expectations, the embodiment of your projected intentions. I shed light on all your dirty corners, a chink in your armor, a shift in your thunder. It's impossible to see anybody until your love for you grows stronger. And that's that piece.
Oh, Queen. Oh, no, I ain't going to stop. I'm going to give a round of applause. Encore.
Oh. I appreciate that.
You be driving at home. You know what I'm saying? When you be driving at home, it's like, wow. Did I hear what I just said?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. Okay, well, do you have another piece you want to share with us?
Yes, I have a piece right here.
Okay.
This piece is titled Sustained Energy Standing. I'm not sitting around dreaming about what's not to come. I don't want to bottle up my feelings. I'm up front with the news. Internal clock ticking. My heart remains youthful. My tolerance is 50-50. Don't change my mood. When I explore and discover, don't sleep under sheets. My natural temperature is unique. Watch how I speak. Passion on the trust. Honoring loyalty when it's shown. If I swim inside of water, it will never be too long. Carry that desert vibe, conserving, not wasting anything. Learn things, royalty bring. Out this here, it's the king. Stillness is key to handling mind over matter. That's facts. If something go wrong and collapse, we build a better track. King.
Oh, still, yes, definitely.
Thank you.
I felt that one.
Whew. Thank you. I appreciate
Thank you for
that.
Nice way to round out the hour. How about we play us a station identifier so that we can end it? How about that? I got you.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Any minute now, and I'll get myself together.
All right, take your time, Queen. Take your time.
Okay.
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, presents poetry in all different genres and formats. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, co-hosted by Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, Chantel Archibald, a.k.a. Infinite MyAsia, 9 p.m. And then on Monday nights, we have The Get Down with the Dirty Duo, Van Meadows and Akil Ali, the Just Us League. And guess what? You, the Epiphany Guest Poet Host. Monday nights at 9 p.m. Tuesday nights at 9 p.m., we have The Hurt Locker coming at you with Murder, She Wrote, and Stan the Man Phillips, Poetry and Pain. We call this Poetic Therapy, y'all. Tune in for The Hurt Locker. And then on Wednesday nights, we have the Epiphany Radio Spotlight with your hosts, Akil Ali, Lady Inkwell, and Mrs. Jones. You don't want to miss these hot features, the hottest features around being spotlighted. Tune in Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Hey, y'all, then Thursday, it's your boy For Real, the Poets, with the Neo Soul Cafe in the midday, getting your lunch hour just right. Thursdays at 1 p.m., tune in and listen to some of the best artists in Neo Soul Cafe. Then on Friday, hey, Friday, we got...
All right. Good evening and welcome back to Epiphany Radio's King and Queen Quarters of a Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we are talking war, writing and reciting. King, welcome back. How are you doing? How are you holding up with all this chaos tonight?
Oh, I'm hanging up. It's cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm holding up very well on that. You're holding up just as well. If you fall, I'll catch you. You know what I'm saying? I got long enough arms and big enough hands.
Thank you. I love it. So, it looks like we have another caller on the line. Are you ready to bring them in?
Bring them in. Yeah.
All right. Okay, you got it?
Yep, you're coming in right now. 615.
I'm here.
You're on the air.
I'm here. It is C-34 Music. How are you, King Atterbury and Queen Simmons? How are you doing?
We are doing great. Great to hear your voice.
What's up?
I thank you for the invitation once again. And I wanted to make time to just come in and enjoy your show.
We thank you. We thank you, and we greatly appreciate you. We appreciate the support.
Well, likewise.
All right. Well, tonight we are talking about the war of your pen. Is there anything that you want to share with us?
Well, I was thinking war, you all. What is it good for?
What
absolutely
is it good
nothing.
For? Hello. Yes. Hello.
You all. Yeah, I'm doing the Jackie Chan version.
The Jackie Chan version.
Yeah, the Jackie Chan version.
I love it. Well, we know you know what you're doing with this mic, so when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Friend Request. Maybe I'm paranoid, a little bit hesitant, wondering why all of a sudden my fellow coworkers send me friend requests. What about me has caught their interest? Am I an enigma? Someone mysterious? Guess I can't be incognito, stay private behind the scenes. Some folks want to intrude and find out what I believe. I don't give much in conversation or connect. I say hi and bye. They ask me how I'm doing. I say I'm maintaining, and you know why. Because they're not hired to solve my problems, and my psychiatrist gets 5 cents per session. If I call out because I'm sick, I can see them asking questions, giving me the third degree. Because they don't want to be short in numbers. There's too many snitches in the kitchen thinking I'm kidding about being injured. So I won't give them ammunition. My humor leaves them in stitches after making precise incisions in their thinking, pure coincidence. They don't know this is my ministry, this service I'm delivering. Taking my kindness for ignorance as I come off defined as a gentleman. So what do you want to know? Am I just part of your database collecting information to run, tell the authorities? Why don't you join the Foreign League way in the Sahara Desert, soaring heat? I'm formed this thing called Boundaries, where you can know this much about me. I'm Clarence. I'm from Rochester, 56. I'm daddy to a daughter, married twice. My latest wife's Helena. She doesn't work in healthcare, nor does she need to. Lakers, Roll Tide, Kentucky Wildcats, and the Steelers. I'm into music and poetry. I don't do overtime, and I hate floating. I live in Hendersonville, and no, you can't come over. I like to have my privacy and got no time for no one's nosiness. I roll with a chosen few, but willing to share something spiritual, simply intriguing and intricate to make you think just a little bit. My love's unlimited, but my time isn't like Barry White. I'm not staying here permanent, and if you cross me, I'm not very nice. I can be sweeter than Candy Crush Saga, but test me, and I'll be hotter than Mount Vesuvius lava. scalding you like Penny in Good Times, like I was chic with a cape on and you can't touch this super freak. I'm repenting this dialogue and that last four sentences. Damn, my sentiments are burned slow like incense and peppermints. The Lord and Savior, I promise to represent him with most elegance and eloquence. And if he says he never gave me a spirit of fear, I guess I'll accept your friend request. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So if you mess with God's project, expect a visit from your doctor making you comatose via Big Pharma. And that's that piece.
She's double. Man, you right there with it, huh? Really dope, man. You be definitely laying it down, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you definitely, like, kicking down the door and punching through the gate. I love that piece, man. I mean.
Hey, thank you. I mean, it's my Seinfeld going
in
on.
The air.
That's what's going on. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
oh
man,
gosh,
but you know,
amazing.
True facts, man.
It was. All facts. All facts. 100%. Whew. That was dope. Thank you so much for that.
I take it you've been getting them friend requests kind of things too, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. Access denied. I heard someone say that boundaries are a lesson in self-care, and I'm totally practicing that, and that is where you start. Those people at work, that toxic energy, totally understand.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that piece with us.
You're welcome. I can't help it because I'm handsome.
Thank you,
my
brother.
Uh-oh. Got to brush him off. Fight him off with a stick. I don't know. That's right.
No, I have a harpoon.
Oh, a harpoon. Oh, no.
Hey, thank you all very much for having me.
Oh, it was lovely to
you're
have
welcome,
you.
My
thank
brother.
You so much.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you.
One love,
one
mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. See? That's the war that pen.
Playing it out, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, in fact,
that's a definite
lightning effect.
Testament to it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. So, what would you like to do tonight? What would you like to do next, King? You have another piece you want to share?
Right,
you have another caller?
I'm going to bring in this next caller.
I told
caller.
You my board is all conflummoxed. Okay.
Well, I'm going to bring in the next caller, and we're going to go from there. 502,
hey,
you're on the air, live and direct.
How y'all doing? This is Quincy.
Good
evening, Quincy.
Good.
How are
you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for coming through tonight.
Good
morning. Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Appreciate hearing that. I mean,
yes, indeed. Did you bring a piece that you'd like to share with us tonight?
I do have a piece. I'm guilty that I might have shared this last week because it was new and I've kind of made a few edits. So I think it's ready now, unlike last week when I just maybe shared
okay.
it too soon.
No, it's never too soon, and it's never.
It's all good.
I don't think
man.
It's ever too
it's
late
good.
To work out the kinks. Love to hear it. All right, when you're ready, the mic is definitely yours.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Romans 13 tells us God perfected poet to write right, to be holder of line and space ruler. Determine damnation, drama wrongs into right, poet be punisher and praise maker. Sky opener, line scraper, stroke a crooked straight, deliverer on judgment day, poet be peacemaker. God say, any flavor, rough ride, dead poets escape, open up shop for poet drop draws, sketch Little Kim and Marvin Gaye, honor poet roads of magic, and strange ones with no melanin, No Limit Rhymes of Grace, Let's Get It On. God said, submit to poet. Honor craft and instruction. Touch blood red lips, green leaf fingertips. Love Slim Shady, don't be. Make limbs turn, weather storm. Hurricane squeeze, tornado twist. Juice the poet back. Applaud ruler of penmanship, its intellect, not appearance. Pay for stanzas, like Will's marriage pays for love of pop. Submit to poet like white girls supposed to sit that one out. Give last dollar for fix, like this mouth, middle-aged white female poet would adhere to God's instruction written here if it meant the return of the greatest pop. Flannel shirt mic stand. Clutch rod, full length, don't short skirt poem's journey. Kiss panty, give breath to poet. Let poet own castle and the hill and the corner and the block. Old dog for poet and Sharif for poet too. Make sure poet projects, balls, points, and ballpoint. Click, click, see the worth. Clickety, click, add tax. Be unsure whether you care if you live or die. Taste words like Cain's blood coats throat with, I don't know, Grandpa. Die if it means poet's last works live. Sacrifice self so poet can eulogy all mankind. Between poet's lines is where your ends meet. Give your two shorts to poets. Make young millionaires with no high school diplomas. Flip ghettos into fortunes like a prayer. Recite poems, poet's poem. For healing, kiss poets' toes, Madonna their freedom, poetic justice. Fast, liquid for poet, make doves cry, pimp see the poet, tell me something good. Affirm the poet, adorn with gold the poetic prince, cocoa butter the princess poet, Adam and ink, purple rain forever, because God said everybody needs a poet. That's that piece.
Man. Oh my gosh! I remember it the first time, and yes,
hello.
It did.
Thank you. I talked
that was amazing.
Say one thing: everybody needs a poet. Talk all that.
Everybody needs a poet.
Right.
That's and you read that. Oh my gosh! That was amazing. That was
thank
amazing.
You.
That was absolutely amazing.
I love
oh,
it.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight and bringing us that beautiful piece. If you want to bring it back as many times, I think that's the beauty of this platform. Is it gives us an opportunity to come back and bring it back and, you know, keep reciting until it feels just right in your heart. And we're always here, open and welcome for you to bring it. Bring that one back again or something else. We'd love to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
No
I really
doubt.
Appreciate your time and space.
You're very
indeed.
Welcome.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Peace, love, be the word.
All right. I love that.
That was nice.
Gosh, she was amazing. That was.
I know. I
the
was
way
just
she goes like, in and out and in and out and in and out. It's like I'm writing lines to that were just clean, and I just couldn't keep up. That was an amazing, amazing piece. I love that. Wow.
It definitely was.
Oh my
god. She definitely played a part on that. You know, but
real for
we're
real.
Gonna bring this next caller in.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Go. What's happening, good people?
Ew. All right.
What's happening, King Atterbury Queen?
Good morning, brother.
What's happening?
Good evening. How are you?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm listening to this fantastic and incredible show.
Thank you. We appreciate
brother,
that.
We appreciate
you for coming through.
Thank you. That's all
yeah.
I can do.
You definitely do well. Well, so tonight we are talking about, well, writing and reciting, pretty much free. And I know you have brought something magical for us to listen to, so I'm just going to sit back and enjoy. Are you ready, Mojave?
We already know you got the chamber.
Yeah, I don't know if it's magical, but I thought about an erotic piece. I thought about it. But I decided to go in a different direction because I don't think people get to hear this side of my pen that much.
Love it. We'd love to hear more sides of you.
Right.
When you're ready, the mic is all
yours.
Bro.
All right. All right. Story. It was packed. The party was all that, three bags of chips, and my mind was drifting on looking at these honey dips, and it seemed as if the whole world had heard about this party. I mean, everybody was there, my brother, my cousin, his boys' girls, their girls. I mean, everybody. I was standing outside bullshitting, talking with three or four of my men, thinking about girls, flicking this dick, and then again, this shit came by wearing almost nothing. My boys, yo, that tears, I'm up in there to get up all up on it. And I followed suit, thinking about the beauty of schemes to go and pull these digits and make my man look like a midget because I know he ain't have the skill. Real caught me as I stepped into the door with my ID in hand. Oh, man, oh, man. I stand in that line. I saw something divine and almost sure to press up on it. Stood by this kid who was checking, had to dig for a second for, you know, 20 balls because they have to change to break this 20. Inside was like good and plenty. And I mean, the girls looked mad good, and there was plenty of my man had told me not to sleep. So I stepped around to the first floor to press palm and say what's up to my peeps. I saw more associates and my relations, and I stopped to talk to a sec. Oh, gee. A long time. So I saw more associates and relations and stopped to talk for a sec. I looked into my brother's eyes and saw darkness. I thought it was the lighting or the shade of his hat that might have been concealing his eyes, no lie. I swore his lips were moving. He wasn't saying anything, and he was talking in slow-mo. And I looked at my cousins, and he was chilled, but I couldn't see his eyes at all. And I was wondering, how did this 16-year-old get past this ID check? But it was nothing. I wanted to sweat. I went upstairs, and it was tight. Tight like your suit of looms to come back after your mama washed them in hot water. But they come back two sizes smaller. The music was mad pumping. I was listening to some hip-hop song when I saw this kid who had beef with my brother's crew last week. And I looked in his eyes, and his eyes were red, bloodshot red, and I knew he was fucked up. But not to cut up, I told my man that he got punked in Mickey D's by Rick. My man laughed as we slid by, and then I started to feel mad funny. I dance. I love to dance. But I didn't want to dance, and this was my song. So I stood along the banister just trying to figure out what was the next move when I seen the crowd move. This fight breaks out, and I hear this loud clap, and I duck, and that's what black folk do when they hear a gun. I hear six shots, and my man runs over and says, yo, let's jump off this railing because niggas are stampeding. I wasn't reading the look on his face, but I had this terrible feeling. Plus, my heart was reeling. I ran out amidst chairs and people blocked doors and ran and see my man and said, yo, your brother's been shot. I turned, mad tail, the man that upstairs, and I see my 16-year-old cousin lying there, holding his side, trying to keep his eyes open. My other cousin talking to him, and I tried to get close. Some guy kept pushing me back. I screamed at him. I said, yo, get the fuck off me. This is my cousin, and I just need to touch him because he's been shot, and I have to comfort him. The pain, some other dudes, people came and started to grab on me while I was trying to get near him, and they kept coughing up blood, and there was a flood of people who pushed me up against the wall, and all I could do was scream. I lost my voice and began to dehydrate and gaze. I had to know what I was going to tell my aunt, who agreed to send him here to keep him from the streets there. And how can I tell her that the streets have swallowed him here? And when I wake up out of my days, when the police come 20 minutes later, followed by an ambulance 10 minutes after that, and I went with a detective who asked me to identify who shot my cousin, and I didn't see who was in the second stretcher. I was more concerned with how I was going to get this burner and play God because vengeance was mine. I get to the hospital, my mother, my father, two of my brothers, and my brother's girlfriend and her friend, and my cousin were there. And I wish I wasn't there when the doctor came in and said, Bernard didn't make it. And I screamed. And I tried to leave, but I was met with my brothers and father's heavy asses upon my chest. They said he took his last breath in the ambulance that took 30 minutes to get there. Now, ain't that some shit? Then I'm told that my brother was shot twice to my cousins once, but somehow I knew he was going to make it. And amidst the screams and the cries, I began to stay calm against this kid who shot them. And I cooperated with the police and chose not who I thought did the shooting and looting of my cousin's soul. I wrote my statement, looked at it, signed it like it was gold because I knew at this time the police were going to do their job. This kid who shot my cousin tried to escape. I had all of my Bohams bros looking for the foe with the mind intent of giving this hell that ass with and letting over the slip when you kill someone they love. My whole intent was to see Doves at a funeral because I wanted to spit at his burial, but he turned himself in 3 days later. Too scared of what might happen to see him on the streets, what end he might meet, better to face black robes and white justice. And my aunt is not quite the same. As me and my brother share the blame for allowing out one so young, my family is a hung jury that sees my innocent plea as guilty, even though they say they don't blame me. Hung.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what to say. Hung.
You bringing it out like that, oh, bro? That was definitely rocking.
That was so hard.
Spurred up.
So...
Bessie was in there, man.
Yes, took my breath away. As, sorry, got me emotional, really emotional. Oh my gosh, it was so well written, but I can't imagine how difficult it had to be to live through that experience. I'm,
yeah, it's not cool.
Sorry.
Off. It's not for a really long time. But,
yes.
But
and that feeling of blame that lingers over things, even if you know that you did your best or replay the moments, I totally can feel that. And you wrote that so well. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Thank you.
Definitely appreciate that, my brother.
Thank you. The truth is that the poem allowed me to write my way free.
Mm-hmm.
And it reaffirmed about poetry, because the first time I did it in front of a crowd, people were breaking down crying because they literally saw the news when they saw it. They saw the things that happened and everything that went down, and it was like, you know, it was like one lawyer almost got disbarred for trying to create a mistrial. It was like, it was some of the craziest thing, and the worst thing about it is that snow. How much I grew because the person who murdered my cousin, when I came out the school that I worked in, he was sitting right there on a bike looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the strangest 60 seconds in my entire life to meet the person who you know murdered your cousin and shot your brother. And he's standing right in front of you. And I just feel that my life was that much more important. And seeking revenge,
right.
The blessing of my cousin's death allowed, you know, my aunt and my uncle to move into, you know, like there was a lot of things that happened with the law and legal and settlements and things of that sort. And, and they were able to buy, like, their, you know, proceedings from a wrongful death suit and all kinds of things. They were able to buy a house, and it led to more life. And more things, and my cousin truly touched a lot of people, you know. And so, you know, the shame that you feel is terrible. Like, I didn't go home for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, I literally didn't go see my grandmother. I didn't talk to anybody. I'm not sure
wow.
I was because I, oh. I was gonna happen.
That had to be so difficult.
Super difficult. But the poem helped me find my freedom. So I tell people in the worst situations. And anything else, if you can't tell someone, write about it.
Absolutely.
Someone that I know
that perfects and manifests and harvests that in so many different people, and to have experienced that in your life, I just want to commend what I said at the top of the show. I love you, black man, and I appreciate your life. I know that you're here for a reason, and I thank you so much for sharing and cultivating this environment that you work so hard on. I want to thank you for that from us.
I'll try.
Speaking of which,
direct, man, you know.
Yes. So speaking of all that you do, you want to give us a rundown of what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
I'm glad you asked it. Tomorrow is the Honey Dripper 2.0. It is the feel component of the Honey Dripper 2.0. Ladies, we're going to talk to you. We are going to talk to you with some poetry tomorrow. Be prepared. Get your wet wipes, towels, mops. However you decide to proceed, you know, we're here just to assist in the procession of how you're feeling, because the 103.0 is called Feel, and it is going to consist of Lone Wolf, a.k.a. Dwayne Foote, Eric Crow Draven, it's Mr. Wits from the Ain't Right Tribe, and, of course, our very own Sphinx Poet. We're calling it 5'9" or better, ball, heads, locks, to the left. Wow. That's what we're doing. Sexy black men, all of them with deep voices, and I get the host, and they all talk super deep and have incredible poetry, and they're all different, and they're going to talk to you, ladies. I hope you're prepared. Come through. It's going to be one of those nights that you're just going to have to be prepared and bring an umbrella or a towel.
Well, well, like I always say, don't go threatening me with a good time. I'm gonna be.
I'm not threatening.
We'll be there.
Show up with a good time, but bring a towel. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Show up. Bring a towel. You know, that's what I'm
saying.
Sure. Get your water shoes. Get your water shoes. There's gonna be moving the furniture. There's gonna be a lot of different things going. There's gonna be a lot of things. I think I'm the shortest person in the podcast, so I have 4'9", but everybody else is over 6 feet. So, but I had to improve myself.
4'9".
Yeah. 4'9".
Okay.
No. I'm just be on my boss wagon, Parthenogen. That's all I'm gonna be. The safe word is Parthenogen. Parthenogen is the safe word. Parthenogen.
Parthenogen.
That's
I haven't heard that
thing.
One in a while.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Oh,
okay. You don't know. Pausing again. If it gets too tight, it gets too, you know, gets too hot. You know, you need to touch your neighbor, touch your friend, touch yourself, however you want to do it. We just need to talk. We just going to talk. That's all we're going to
do. Okay.
Don't right. think, as fellas, next month, we're just going to talk to y'all. So King Atterbury, be ready for the next month, because the ladies are going to talk to us. And we just get to sit there and knock things off the tables and do strange things and try not to bump into walls. That's what we get to do next month.
All right.
Yes, yes. Share the love. Definitely appreciate that rundown. Thank you so much, Mojave. We love having you. Thank you so much for coming through.
No doubt, brother.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. All right.
Oh, we're going to let you go back into the lounge. One love, one mic.
One love, one,
love, one mic.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
That was so
flowing,
amazing.
It's flowing. Yeah, that.
I love how everyone is coming through.
Giving an expression,
Yes, yes, definitely. But it shows how dynamic someone could approach the same subject. Like it's all, these are all have been in their own ways, different wards that we all have faced. And I love it. I love how it's coming together. Thank you so much, poets. We love it. All right.
Definitely.
So
Queen, you have something in the chamber?
How about, you can take the mic first, and I have to pull something up because I was so busy listening. Get ready.
All right. Well, while we're right there with everything, how about we bring 815 in while you're pulling things together?
Okay.
All right. 815, you're on the air.
Happy Monday, it's Gina Storm.
Gina, how are you, Gina Storm?
Fine, thank you. I was doing double duty. I host a show on Monday nights. So our show was running a little late, so I decided to on my other phone call in yours so that I could, Bless both my.
Oh, we appreciate you. Thank you so much, Gino.
You're welcome.
All right.
No doubt.
We are talking writing and reciting. Did you bring a piece that you'd love to share with us tonight?
Oh, I've been writing because I do my 30 and 30. Actually, I wrote 4 pieces today. So if you pick a number 1 through 4, that'll be the piece I read.
All right. I'm going to leave that to my king. What number do you pick, king?
Number 3.
Great.
I might even marry. If I was going to pick a number, my number would be 3. So when he picked it, I was thinking, okay, cool, this will work.
All right. Wonderful.
Okay,
I love that.
Ahead, let me see. In order. Let's see, say less.
Okay. All right. Well, Jane,
okay.
When you're ready,
the mic is all yours. Yeah, I had to look at them and count them in numerical order. So Say Less is the name of this piece.
Okay.
It's funny because, like you said, I usually freestyle. So I had to find
right.
which one was piece number 3, right? I'm ready.
Okay. Perfect. The mic is all yours.
All right.
I titled this piece Say Less. Many folks love the sound of their own voices. That's not my situation. I haven't that affliction. Ego-driven mic hogs, they are not cute. The concentration on spitting next makes me see you as less. See, you're just self-absorbed, selfish, optimistic, a hot mess. You babble on without thinking, caring about the bottom line because you want to be compensated for what you're speaking. You have a gift and you're sharing, but I'm shaking my head and my finger because you're not a role model. It's not your status. You live for the come up, and I will not hit you and hide my hand. I won't talk behind your back, but to your face, be kissing your anus. Nah, that's not what I do. That's a disgrace. I'm not enthralled by my voice or yours. You would do better to move on. You sadden me, truly. Choose to chill and listen to others and not to just simply reply and get the meat and potatoes and meaning of someone else's poetry, and then maybe you can understand why. We should be each one, support each other, and it should be all mics, not just my mic. I can't support you plotting on your own peeps and acting like a crazed creep. You boast and I can't accept critics' responses because you don't want to hear any feedback that's not brutally honest. You want people to lie to you so that you can feel good about yourself and you're cocky in an ugly way. And I want you to not to speak for at least a week any of that selfishness because it reeks, smells like you're begging and you have no shame. Say less. That would be best in peace.
Oh. It's her freestyles aren't enough when she put that pen to paper.
I know, right?
Set it on fire.
Definitely. I like that piece.
Gina, that was definitely dope. Love it.
Two facts. Oh.
Yeah, y'all. I don't get a chance to read a lot of pieces. Sometimes I key style when somebody requests an old piece of mine, but since it's 30 for 30 for National Poetry Month in April, I write in Hot Ink every day, fresh off the presses. That was number 3 of the 4 that I wrote today.
Oh, wow. We'd love to hear more. We can't wait to. Thank you so much, Gina. That was dope.
I love y'all.
Appreciate that.
I'm glad that I met you.
I love you, too.
I still got to head back to my mic and wrap it up. We're going to do our positive word of the night, so I'm going to go to the lounge. I love you guys.
Tell us a little bit
about you.
You want to tell us a little bit about you? You kind of breeze past what you have going on, and you know,
we're
a strong believer
in
supporting one another. Give us a rundown of what you have going on also.
People of Extraordinary Talent, the acronym POET, Voices Behind the Pens, is the 4-time National Poetry Award winning show. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's hosted by Nina Purple Hall, myself, Brother O. We have a new co-host today. It was her first Monday night, Eternal Flames. So, you know, we've been doing this for years. I was a caller before I was a host. It's on every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central. So we were up against you. So like I said, as soon as our show ends, I come on and do yours. So So I don't mind the fact that we share the same space. It's just that I feel like the table's big enough for us all to eat.
It is. Thank you so much for feeling that way. We appreciate that. Feeling
You're
is
welcome.
Definitely mutual.
No doubt.
It's real. Yeah. One love, one mic.
Love it. Love
one
it.
Love, one
one
mic.
Love, one mic.
Love y'all. See you next week.
Love you.
Love you too.
Jaina. You know what?
Yeah.
The evolution is just so dope. I've never heard her do a piece that she's written before.
Is.
And I love her key styles, but that was definitely dope.
Yeah.
She ran that down.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she did. Put that to attention.
Yes, she did.
Well,
all right. So
I'm gonna go into this piece.
Okay. It's all yours.
Cool. This piece I titled Only You. Special notice to your door. Presentation to your heart. Lift the veil and just inhale my gentle cycle when I start. Hold your hands, rubbing the center of your palms, remain calm. Absorb the sound that's real warm, listening to these songs. Let the music play as we speak within each other. Kissing the aura, which is a beautiful color before supper. Nice meal displayed with glasses of wine filled. It's not about the seal, deal, I'm the wind on the mill. Plenty of time to kill with a diamondback skill. Touch the surface of your needs as we relax and chill. Enjoy the session, which is a blessing of joy to the night. Keep a dimness to the lights as I recite what I write, all natural to capture you with something new. Keep in mind what we can do after we check points of view. My visual and mental create waves of vibe sensual. This is part two from a new book, King's Way from Me to You. King.
Ooh. That's one of the pieces from your new book. That's dope. I love it. That's so
That's
what's up. All right. So I'm going to bring through another piece to share. Let me take a look here.
Okay. Yeah, I caught that late, Queen.
You said you caught that late?
Yeah, what you had, you know, brought to my attention. But we could do that afterwards when I, you know,
okay.
Go to the next person. Then.
All right, definitely. All right, this is an old piece. I'm going to lighten up the mood a little bit. It's your music that moves me. It's your music that moves me. It's the overture that plays in the curvature that is your Cupid's bow. And the symphony in every soliloquy you speak to me. You feed me. You charge me. Electric guitar. You spit bars that send me to the edge of the galaxy and gives me a courtside view of the stars. You touch the turntable softly, laying your stylish gently upon my record, a connection so staccato, electric and violent, your treble so perfect that I can hear your silence. Wow. Look at you. You're amazing in your own perfect pitch, part imperfection, part manly racist wit. You got a way about you that feels like Art Dada, like Mingus in a pork pie hut. You're the swell in my aria. Damn, you entice me. I want you beside me. It's your music that moves me. Your tune sets my song free. I'll be the boom if you'll be the bip. I drink you in like lover's spit. It covers me. I'm caught up in it. The ride of your rhythm is worth the admission to play in your whiskers like Santana tickles a Gibson. I want to straddle your Stradivarius. You be savant, master of the V and my virtuoso and the O in my overflow. Whatever you want, God body MC, color me lyrically Picasso, then blow on that thing, tickle my backbone like Coltrane on the saxophone, use your fingers, play what you want, it's whatever you like, Thelonious Monk,
24-karat cocoa body cut a godly figure from the blueness of moonlight and the newness of new night. This moment, this just right, round my corners, round midnight, as the moon and your low tide tugs at my inside. You be filakuti, blossom in the back of my throat like sweet cherry wine and good ganja smoke. It's worth the bruises. It's worth every cent to be in your concert, to learn from your hand, to heed in response to your every command. I'm your one-woman mosh pit, poised for your next hit. It's your music that I'm addicted to, and I can never get enough of it. And that's that piece.
Oh, I love that queen. Definitely.
Thank you so much.
I said you always come live and direct with it, you know?
Yes, so, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's a tough act to follow.
You're welcome. Not who you are. But,
All right.
We're going to bring this next caller in.
Okay.
Oh, you brought me back.
LaPearl. Brought you back.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back, bringing it back.
Bringing it back like the Bee Gees.
Yes, can y'all hear me clearly?
Yes, very clearly.
We hear you.
Okay, okay. Ooh, let me open up my tablet again. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. All right, I got, this piece is called Her Regret. I thought there was time left to mend it, so I made the effort to look one last time. But when I turned around and reached for the hourglass, all the sand had fallen to the bottom already, and it just shattered at my hand's touch, trying to turn it over, hoping we could start over. Now my heart is just like that broken hourglass, left in little tiny pieces. Only I can't remove the slivers of pain from my hand because they're deep inside my core. We were done this time, I was sure. But truth is, I ran too far from a gift I was being given. Because I'd become unsure if we was good for me. Creating more than a cracked relationship, this is beyond repair. Making me sorry, my heart and soul gave up because you can't get back time once it's gone. Now the we is just a gentle whisper of a thought carried away on the wind. And like the leaves falling in fall to the ground, all I can do through my regret is look and reminisce on what was supposed to be appreciated, appreciation of his richness and realness of love. It is said do not have regrets, just lessons learned. Well, my lesson in this, I'm still learning. So though I will never speak on my love lost, perhaps to those who can see thoughts and emotions through brightened skies and opened eyes, the dreary, depressing blue story behind my eyes will teach. And that's that piece.
Oh,
oh my God.
Wow. I hear you.
Loud and clear. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Everything. Thank you so much for running it back for us once more. We always love your pieces. Thank you so much, LaPearl and Negra.
You're welcome.
Indeed.
Thank you.
You already know. Appreciate you.
Okay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Woo. So, in the spirit of running it back, how about we bring Just Jay back to the line?
We bring Just Jay back in the building. Just Jay.
Just Jay.
How are you?
Oh, man, I was on mute again. I know y'all quick to hang up. That's my
brother.
We get two calls, and after that, we call off the dogs.
Look, the entrance to the fortress is open. The gates is open. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. I got the Royal Guard back to let you through. You know what I mean?
No, they don't move for nothing. Flies in the face, whatever. They well trained. Yeah. I think they be asleep.
Oh, God. Oh,
they do the same job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Judge Jay.
I better quit for the queen bee. Been and got over here on my head.
Oh, no. Not at all.
She ain't going to give up that throne. She old as hell, but she just gonna hold on to it. It's all right.
Oh gosh!
They just don't want Meghan Markle to sit up black ass on.
Always, definitely go. I think she holding out for just that reason, if you ask me.
Right, I want to make sure.
Right.
Just have time for this.
Oh gosh. See, do it every time.
Right.
You got the wit of a charmer, but let's see what we have in that poetry vote of yours. The mic is yours.
I appreciate y'all. As Yesenumiatic juices roll to my shore, littering my sea floor with foam, proof of the storm that rolled through the valleys of your land and deep into your breaks. Now just a crag dripping, sipping, throbbing, beating, while your love twists like a snake's jaws after a huge meal. ASMR in its finest. As your once solid form lays like putty, spritzed with mist, dew glinting, exaggerating your muscle twitches. Even your nipples have directed and lay flat to the flesh in the final salute to a job well done. Boom.
Mm, I know what that one was about.
All right.
Very well done. Very sensual.
Diane, what you laughing for?
Hey, brother.
Y'all supposed to have me on mute. What happened?
Blog Talk is doing exactly what it wants to
up.
Do.
She was trying to hide it. Show the
stuff. What
type of ninja are you?
Oh, God. This boy is crazy tonight, Jay. Well, thank you so much for that beautiful piece. We appreciate it always.
Appreciate that, bro.
Yeah, I got cotton mouth in the middle of that joke. I was like, is you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Really?
Ran in the cut.
What stuff be happening?
Thank you so much. Please. We'll get it together sooner or later. Have a good night.
Somebody
one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Y'all be easy.
All right, we will.
You too, bro. Word.
Jay, oh, man. That guy's amazing.
Oh.
Wow.
Definitely.
It was an amazing night with several great pieces from some of my favorite poets. So if anybody else is interested in calling in, just keep in mind that the Blog Talk lady does not give a care. If you're not on the line before 11 o'clock, she will cut you off. The dial-in number again is 319-527-6300. And remember to press 1 to be heard. All right, King. As we're waiting to see if anyone else would like to take the mic with us, you want to share another piece?
Sure. I'll share this piece called Red Flag.
All right. Oh, okay. Is that a duet? What are you doing?
Yeah, we doing a collab again.
Okay.
All right,
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. What appeared to be the most beautiful and wonderful turned out to be a scandal that my heart couldn't handle. So much disappointment at the end of what we had. Happy times become bad, causing moments that were sad. When others mind your business, there's a lot of second guessing. Communication questioned, while opportunists heckling. What was supposed to be times of joy built off a bond. The mental harm dissolved the charm, creating storms. Learned to love the love, but couldn't see the grudge. The sands of fate turned to mud, and the kiss turned to a hug. Eyes rolled up while facing each other's back. Excusing the true facts that a marriage became an act. Real play inside a home, which resembled a theater. Curtains drawn, performance on, how do one face a mirror? Clarity and wisdom came down from the sky, answering the who and why, living inside of a lie. Sometimes let it fly, hope it never do return. Just let it burn in the morn and place it all inside of an urn. Walk away instead of staying, lean on faith by praying. New hope is waiting with a brand new occasion. Revelation started Genesis with a newer chick. Find one that's built with the same focus I live with. Even if it's different or distant, I won't miss it. Move on with forgiveness and still handle my business. King, red flag.
You caught me at a time when I was bullheaded in the mind, crashing into red flags. You waved so bravely before me, taunting me to move the way of bulls and fools. Your red flags only made me crash into you. You became my favorite matador, planting me and forevermores in a garden of forget-me-nots, rooted in just this spot. You got me wondering if blooms in spring are in fact preordained change. Can I grow in my due season while bearing your last name? I understand it's out of place and moot to complain. It was my own fault. I keep running toward the pain. I stepped into the arena. I caught your red flag in my gaze. I kept my horns trained on the best in you, yet the answer's still the same. When you're dealing with the matador, you have to play the game. That's red flags. And that's that piece.
Oh,
I love that piece.
I know, right? It's the red flag. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was like, okay. Sometimes
yes.
Sometimes we don't.
That's right. In the real. Beginning, though, I think, yes, those red flags can be enticing when you're in the wrong season and you're not ready for them, but they are red flags. You definitely should avoid them if you can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's what we call it, red flag. You know what I mean? Flag.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a flag on the play. I mean, so
flag on the play.
You know, let that be a lesson
yes.
to everybody on that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we have somebody else coming in. But I'm gonna throw something out there real quick. You know what I'm saying? Before this next person jump in there, okay?
Okay.
This is a piece titled In Monumental. Some never appreciated what I brought to the table. I ain't feel the cheap shots, so I released from the navel. Power source high from the house of the creator. I be enjoying all the haters with their bullshit capers. Sand slip from your hand while you're throwing rocks and laugh. Been seeing your trash, I'm not impressed when you brag. Only time I ever see you is when you're acting a fool. When I drop a few jewels, drop knowledge out of the blue. Everything is cool. I see the world as a circus. What happened to the purpose of service? Too many nervous. Walk into the vision of living without restriction. Speaking to many women, I'm friendly, I'm in position. Single and available, the draft is coming soon. Better scoop the king up before I become a groom. Life can be exciting when invited to share some big fun. One honey cooking chicken, beans and rice, calling me handsome. I'm not even a player, just a gentleman wishing I'm better than. The average who gained status, what's the matter? It's how we begin. Let us begin. I'm Washington, mixed with Atterberries. My story is glory. I beat the odds on secondary. New globe, new hope, new dope, and it's official. It was only a matter of time before the world kissed you, King.
Oh, that was, that was that heat. Thank you for that one.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Jeez. All right. So you said we have another caller on the line?
Yeah, she'll be coming in a moment. You know these phone lines have been jacked a little bit.
Yeah. Gremlins are in the Matrix. So how about I play another song for us while we're waiting?
Sure, yeah, let's play a song. Play a song, right. Play a song.
All right, here we go.
Zach, we've been knowing each other for a while. I'm into you. I don't know what I gotta do, you know? Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I see myself being with you forever.
That's real beautiful. I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends. I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship. And you know what that means.
And whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
She put me in an awkward situation.
Okay, okay, okay. This is our next caller. Ms. VIP.
Hey.
Yes. Hey. See, I lost my co-host on that, but it's all good. We still rocking.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got something else for us?
Yeah, I got a short piece. It's called Why My Pen Bleeds.
Okay, that's what's up.
All right.
The mic is
My
yours.
Pen bleeds. Okay, thank you. My pen bleeds because I don't have the love I need to survive on. My pen bleeds because I don't have the means to thrive on. My pen bleeds due to the violence that plagues our streets. Those guns the police have silence our heartbeats. My pen bleeds because there's no justice for the unjust. Armageddon is imminent. Our hearts are broken. Our energy is spent. My pen is bleeding because the world lacks what it's needing. Black lives matter, all lives matter. Whatever opinions, point of views. My pen bleeds so much I can no longer watch the news. I thought to escape from books, watch romance movies, tears hidden so no one looks, writing what I believe the world needs. And now you know why my pen bleeds. And that's that piece.
Oh, that was very nice. My pen bleeds. And that's exactly what it does. Pen bleed all over the paper. Well, we appreciate you coming through again. It's always been fantastic, wonderful, and beautiful. And hope to see you soon.
Excellent show. Excellent show.
One love. Thank you. We appreciate that. Definitely do. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send you back to with Kalinda. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic. Okay, okay. I want to thank all the beautiful poets that came up tonight, spitting those wonderful pieces. This is your host, King Atterbury. Also, Queen Simmons. Stay tuned for us next Monday on Epiphany Universe, Monday night, Eastern Time, 9 o'clock, King and Queen's Quarters. Be there or beware. And also what we got going on every Tuesday, the Poetry Corner, 8 p.m. YouTube, Facebook. Check us out on the page. And see you next week. And we out of here.